we launch here in hour number three of the program. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That number again is 1-800-259-9231. As we start things out by going to your calls, Richard is on the line in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Richard. Richard in Missouri? Oh, perhaps I got the wrong call. Let's try Steve in Colorado. Hello, whoever this is. There's somebody there, I heard.
Yes, hello.
Hello, who is this?
Richard in Missouri.
Hey, Richard, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, you were talking about the whether the United States was a corporation or whether it had each state had its sovereignty.
Well, I know the United. I'm pretty sure the United States government is a corporation. That I'm pretty certain of. We were just sort of generally talking about the whole idea that sovereign people created the government, and then the government created these corporate entities to interact with. It's kind of a fascinating theory. I don't know how true it is,
I'm saying is it's a matter of simple punctuation.
Okay.
If you put a dash between United and States. Each state maintains its sovereignty. When you take that dash out, it becomes a corporation. And the
dash?
Hyphen.
A hyphen.
Yeah.
I've never seen the United States written as a hyphenated word.
Yes, it should be, though, because each state is united together. That gives you to be a sovereign state within itself. And you can have succession, like the Civil War. And the Masons, most of the founding fathers were Masons, and Eastern Star uses a pentagram for their symbol. And
now we are really off into the world of the bizarre, I must say.
Like now,
what's the relevance?
My little skeptical alarm's getting ready to sound the klaxon.
You know, at least with the discussion we were having last hour, the relevance was to discuss how sort of these corporate concepts could be used to free oneself from the control of the state. What is it you're getting at?
Ask any English teacher what that hyphen means.
Okay, well, I don't have an English teacher handy, so we'll just have to take your word for it. Was there a point to what you were getting at, sir?
Yes, each state has its individual sovereignty.
It's supposed to, as I understand it, but...
They certainly don't act like it.
If the hyphen was in there, they would have in a court of law.
If the hyphen was in where, though? I mean, what do you mean
between
by
the United and States?
Hyphen state.
But where would you – I mean, what when someone just writes that word, then all of a sudden it brings back sovereignty? That doesn't make any sense.
That's the way it should have been written to start with.
I see, but it's too late now. I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231.
A lot of incantations going on here. You know, when the wizard writes the spell out incorrectly, suddenly, poof, he's trapped in a magic cell where the demon tortures him forever. do you kind of hear it?
Right.
I mean, it's all sort of caught up this. The one gentleman that sounded the most believable of all this, he still had the vessel identification badge on the windscreen. Of the machine, as
right.
I'm trying to use the terminology that he used.
Right.
And so he's put this spell on his car to ward off the cops. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a sovereign individual,
you don't need
a spell.
Right.
You don't need to ward off the cops because you can, in fact, you are a sovereign individual. I would contend, in fact, you weren't, there's never been sovereignty in this country, that there's, paid some lip service to it, but in fact, it never existed. The guys with the guns tell us what to do, and the jurisdiction, I'm going to shoot you if you don't get, if you don't follow orders.
That certainly is the reality. And I think you're right about that, Mark. I've always found the process and the, as you're saying, the incantations to be very complicated, and everybody has
a
different story.
They're far more complicated going to DMV and getting a damn plate.
Right, and everybody has a different story as to what they think the appropriate way to do things is. So it's hard to say that one guy's got it right and another guy's got it wrong or whatever. But I did see this video today that Sam from Texas sent me, and I forget the name of the show. It's on YouTube.
That's useful.
Well, sorry. Anyway, if you go to the Free Keen Forum or the New Hampshire Free Forum, and you look at some of the threads that Sam in Texas or Sam I Am has posted on, you might find it. But the video was of a guy who has been driving with no government license or registration or any of that stuff out in California for 30 years. He's been doing this since the 70s. And it was just an amazing thing watching this guy talk about this. I mean, there was no reason to disbelieve his claims.
I'm not saying I disbelieve anything.
Right.
I'm just saying that, it makes it a little difficult for...
Oh, yeah, especially when you've got one guy on the phone saying, well, I did this and this and that, and we're all very confused about what exactly he did. And then he says, well, you ask him where to find out more, and he says, well, I should write a book. Great. So there's no way to really find out the same stuff that you've allegedly found out. But I do like what the one guy said about how all the incantations and all that doesn't matter. None of that really matters as long as you can stand up as a sovereign individual and act that way. Act that way all the time in all of your interactions with these government people. It won't I know for a fact it won't prevent you from being arrested. It won't prevent you from being thrown in the back of a police car. It won't prevent you from spending a night or 10 nights or however long in jail. But I do know that there is something to be said for taking that strong position and not allowing them to get your consent, to not consent at any point during their activities, to not sign the bail form, to not sign the tickets, and if you feel like you must, if they're threatening you with violence, then to sign, like, under duress or all rights reserved or something like that, above or underneath your name. Again, there's so many, as you say, incantations and details. Are they important? Are they not important? We don't really know because nobody around here has really been experimenting with these things and been documenting them. Sam in Texas may be one of the first ones to begin to do it. And so we're really in this sort of uncharted waters, and I just find it all very intriguing. That's all. I don't subscribe to any particular belief system beyond the belief system that says people created government. Government does not own you. If you don't want government to control you, then you need to start acting like a free person. And there is a chance that if you're acting like a free person or a free man or woman, then those people that don't like that, the government people, may throw you in a cell because of that. So it may result in having your semi-freedom taken away from you. But eventually, if enough people are doing this, then eventually they'll learn their lesson. They'll learn that it costs them to lock people like that up, that they have to pay.
It costs them?
It costs them because the governments that are locking you up, presumably it's not the feds, can't just print out money in order to do so. So that has to come out of a budget from somewhere. And eventually they're going to run out of money, right? Or they're going to have to raise taxes, and that's not going to be too popular. So there is a finite level to which they can take this. They can't go beyond a certain level of expending funds. I mean, they could have locked up David in let's talk about real examples of things we know happened here in New Hampshire. We know that David Cruz, one of the activists here in New Hampshire, was driving around with no car registration, and we know they caught him. They pulled him over. They gave him a citation. He showed up in court, and he told them flat out, my purpose here is to cost you money. Now, I'm paraphrasing. That's not exactly what he said. But he basically told them that I want to increase your costs of enforcement.
He just about said that. I mean,
that's what he said.
You certainly are paraphrasing, but it was something like that. He said, this is civil disobedience.
Right.
I'm not paying your little – I'm not your piggy bank.
It was no magic incantation or anything like that. It was just, look, I'm here to increase your costs of enforcement. If you want to arrest me, then it's going to cost you, basically. And they let him walk out of that court. They suspended the fine, which means he didn't have to pay it unless he got caught for something else within 30 or 90 days or something like that. And so, effectively, he walked right out of there and drove home with no government registration or anything like that. They didn't demand that he go and get government registration. They didn't tell him jack squat except, okay, suspended fine. Have a nice day.
You're right. You're right. But the fact that it happened one time, you know, I don't know that proves anything. Other than, to me, what I saw there when I went was the judge says, oh, it's these free state nutballs sitting down in my court, won't stand up when I come in.
God. Yeah. Well, that's part of the consenting.
I don't want to deal with these.
That's part of the idea.
Nuts. And all I'm going to do is get him out of here and get him moving, because the last thing I want to do is give these people some coverage in the newspaper.
Yeah. That might have been it. Who knows, Mark?
I'm just
like
saying,
I say, I don't know.
That's
don't
the way
know
I see it.
I don't know what the real story is. I don't know what the truth is. I do know the very limited experience we've had has been pretty positive so far, and I think that if we can add to that and we can have more people acting like they're sovereign individuals instead of slaves to the state, not standing when the judge comes in, not obeying their orders, being polite about it, non-cooperative about it. Like I said to the guy that came to ticket me for the couch in my yard, I said, I'm sorry you have to deal with this. The first thing I said, I'm sorry you have to deal with this. I'm sure it's unpleasant.
I don't think he much gave a damn what you said.
Well, he didn't, but I was trying to be nice. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnoses. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
There you go. You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Coco Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Coco Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Coco Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Coco Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-204-6421. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Coco Pure with your order. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the live streams. We've got a broadband version and a dial-up version, both free for you. Enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. And travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to webex.com and enter the promo code 600. To start your free trial of WebEx, that's WebEx, WebEx.com. Promo code is 600, and that allows you to start your free trial of WebEx today as we continue with your calls about whatever you want And we'll go to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
What's interesting, I was listening to the discourse about sovereignty. I think you guys have to come up with a workable definition. And I think if you look at Black's Law Dictionary, you'll get sort of one that's in common usage right now, at least in the United States and in the United Kingdom. But if you look at the notion of sovereignty, the notion of individual sovereignty sort of occurred after the Magna Carta, when those nobles and lords decided to take power and define their freedoms from the sovereign. If you look at the evolution of egalitarian sovereignty, you'll be reading the works of Rousseau, The Social Contract, and Montesquieu's work on the polis, or, politics. I think when you understand that in the context of the American Republic, as a constitutional republic, not a monarchy, then those issues that seem so troublesome to you and the callers will sort of evaporate. And until that's done, it's just going to be, endless a little bit of discussion back and forth without any real knowledge or, defining or understanding. And that's what I would recommend. But listen, getting back to my call the other night about the notion of the mark of the beast and having a cashless society, if you look at Milton Friedman's writing, he'll state that a monetary supply is controlled and kept in check by the markets and their activities. And he would go on to say that there are hundreds of economists that spend their waking hours worrying about the money supply in circulation, how much of that will be put into investments and financial instruments, and how those will be structured. Mm-hmm. If you have a totally cashless society controlled by central banks, then you will not have any way to have a check and balance on that. It will be ultimately the central bank will tell you, yes, this business is doing well, no, it's not. And I would assume when that'll happen, you won't have the competitive edge that capitalism seems to have at this present time.
Well, first of all, we don't have capitalism right now. What we have, Frank, is a mixed economy. This is not a capitalist country. And beyond that, I don't understand why you think there's something significantly different between, Frank. I don't know why you think there's anything significantly different between the central bank printing money versus the central bank just increasing zeros and ones in a computer somewhere.
There is a difference because there's a check and balance with the financial markets and the financial institutions and the banks and the accountants and all that stuff. When that disappears, then you will not have a check and balance, and then you will be at the mercy of the central banks, and ultimately,
everyone's
then
already at the mercy of the central bank, Frank. I think what you don't understand is everyone is already at the mercy of the central bank. They can print out as much money as they want, and they can also increment zeros and ones in a computer as much as they want
Can. The central bank can do that for a country, and then the other countries and trading partners can decide to devalue the currency, to define it as worthless, and use their valuable currencies and purchase properties and items within that failing economy.
Yes, but those are all central banks as well,
Frank. Which is what happens. But what I'm going to say is this. It's a brave idea. Walter Wriston had explained to me about 20-some years ago, who was one of the great presidents of Citibank. And if you think about it, it's a totally revolutionary idea and concept. You can't hear it and immediately do a discourse 10 seconds after. You have to think it through. But
I don't need to think anything through, Frank. I'm against the central bank, so I mean, I'm done there. Thanks for the call.
Think about this.
All right, that's enough for tonight. Call tomorrow. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm sure that there's some economist out there listening to the program that can call in and effectively rebut what Frank is saying, but it seems like all of his fears already have manifested. The central bank is already pretty much unaccountable for its actions, and it can print out.
I don't understand why an economist can't track the monetary. The money's not real if it's not in currency form. The vast majority of our money isn't in currency form.
Yeah, like 90%.
I don't understand why they couldn't track it anyway using computers. That's what they're using now.
Right, he's saying everything will break down because paper currency goes away, as you say, Mark. Paper currency is more of a trinket these days than anything
really?
Else.
Yes.
So, sorry, Frank. Let's continue. Sam in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hey, good evening,
hey,
gentlemen.
Sam, what's on your mind tonight?
I've heard you guys talking about the court experiences and so forth, and there's a couple things I wanted to point out about that have happened to me. At one point going into the trial in Plano, the question of who I was, I brought it up. I don't remember exactly how I brought it up, but it did come up, and the judge asked me. I mean, everything came to a screeching halt at that point, and he asked over and over again for my full legal name. He said, you know, are you Sam Dodson? Mm-hmm. And I would ask a question like, are you asking about the person? You know, I'm right here. And he would not even acknowledge that and just kept asking. I mean, this went on for like 7 or 8 rounds until I asked him, you know, what are you going to do if I don't identify myself? He said, well, then we'll call the trial off, and that'll be it. So, Mark, maybe he was just trying to keep me from getting off into some, you know, rabbit hole or whatever. But at the same time, I think there's some validity to this, to all of these contracts that we enter into. I mean, you go to the government and you ask them for to keep your car title and take that over. You ask them, you do a contract with them to get one of their driver's licenses. You go to them to title your house for you. You ask them for a Social Security number. You do another contract when you do voter registration. Mm-hmm. There's selective service for some people. And, I think all of these relationships allow them to possibly get away with a lot of things that they do out in the world.
I wouldn't disagree
well,
with
it's,
that.
It's not just those contracts, because most people don't know what they're getting into, so the contracts are really invalid because there was never a meeting of the minds. It's just that people presume...
I don't know if that's true, Ian. I think they're... I don't understand exactly what they're doing, but I think the UCC, Universal Contract Code, is coming into play here, and by not... disputing anything or by signing into it. In the Constitution, there's unlimited power to contract given to the people. And I think the government knows that. They don't tell the people that anymore, and people are exercising their unlimited right to contract without really knowing it and understanding what they're doing.
I agree with you. Actually, the Uniform Commercial Code is what it is. It's kind of an interesting document. But people are getting into these agreements without realizing fully what they're getting into. That doesn't mean they're locked into them forever. It doesn't mean that they've made an unrepairable mistake. Hang on, Sam. 800-259-9231. Because you didn't know what you were getting into, you can still be free. You just have to choose it. And hopefully more and more people will begin to make those choices. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908 908- 691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Gee, honey, those new shoes look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white and that one's thick and yellow.
Here's my secret. Nonex Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the cause of nail discoloration.
So that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris build up under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. You'll need to use it daily, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. When we go to the beach next summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel for clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Target, and other fine pharmacies and mass retailers in the foot care section.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features also, by the way, include the bulletin board system. With over 375,000 posts, there's a lot to talk about. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking this diet pill Dexy-20 for going on a month now, and I lost somewhere in the neighborhood of 4 pounds, and it's working out real well for me, and I haven't changed anything. I don't change how much I want to eat. I haven't been exercising more. Nothing but taking this pill, Dexy-20. It's working for me. It can work for you. Lose weight the easy way. Dexy-20. You can get it at most major drugstores, Walgreens, CVS, GNC, and you can get it at diet.freetalklive.com.
As we continue, back to Sam in Texas on the Amp Line. Sam, continuing your thoughts from earlier, go ahead.
Sure. You were talking about contracts, and there must be a way to get out of them. And what that is a term called remedy. Now, the people, I'm really just learning this and starting to understand some of this stuff.
Sure.
But from what I understand, remedy in the UCC is in the first book. It's 1-207.
They've changed that, as I understand it. The Patriot sites will cite that a whole lot, and they either haven't been updated in a long time or they're just trying to misdirect people, because it's my understanding they changed it to a different section of, like, 308 or something like that. But the numbers don't really matter. What's the content?
Well, the idea is you sign without prejudice, which means you can't be entered into any contracts unknowingly. You're reserving the right to cancel any contracts that you haven't entered into, you know, voluntarily and knowingly. So, I don't know. People are saying they put that on their driver's license, and then it means the government can't contract with them, or they're allowed to refuse the contract. Who knows? There's people, like you say, trying all different areas of this.
Well, the idea from what I understand about remedy is that all law must have remedy. There must be a remedy in the law.
I don't think it's law, Ian. It's contracts.
Statutes or contracts or whatever, or whatever it is the government deals in. I guess it's not law, they're statutes or whatever, but there must be remedy in law just in general as a concept. And these are things that people can get out of, but it doesn't require a magic incantation. And if it's my understanding that the under duress or without prejudice or under protest or all rights reserved, those things can be useful if you're being coerced into signing a contract with the government people. But otherwise, you can just, as the caller earlier was suggesting, simply stand on principle and let it be known that you're sovereign and that you don't consent to them ruling you. And I know that there's a discussion going on over at the Free Keen Forum on the person thread where we're talking about different techniques that people could use in court. And one of the suggestions has been that since your time is valuable, they can't just steal your time from you. I mean, that's what most bureaucrats do. When you encounter a bureaucrat, they're going to start sucking away your time. They're going to try to suck away your money, and in many cases, they may just suck away your freedom. But it's usually a losing situation. But what if you were to tell the bureaucrats, you know, I'm not really interested in your offer, but whatever it is that they're coming out you with, a ticket or a courtroom or wherever they're assaulting you, I'm not really interested in your offer, but I would be willing to continue entertaining your offers for, you know, if you'd pay me an ounce of platinum every single hour, payable in advance or something like that. You know,
exactly what I've done in the two traffic tickets that I'm taking through the courts is when I went to pretrial last time, the judge didn't let me ask my questions, even though, you know, he said he was going to, he entered a plea without my consent or without my understanding of not guilty and set a jury trial. But I've already shown him a check and said, look, I want to plead guilty. Here's the plea. It says in the plea that all pleas have to be entered knowingly, willfully, and voluntarily. And so I have these questions. I want to make sure I understand that I'm doing this and fulfilling this requirement that is in thousands of you know, different case laws that are out there. And so I put in a notice of abatement, which basically nullified his order, is what I think it has done. And it says, you know, I'm Sam Dotson. Now, these documents that you've sent me bear a likeness to my name, but it's not my name. This is me. I don't deny anything. I just say this is me kind of thing. Now,
that looks like my name, but it's in all caps.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And I always spell my name in upper and lower case. So if this is a simple mistake, just go ahead and correct it. And if it is really me you're looking for, correct this and send it back to me with my proper name. Now, if you want to place this order, my bill rate's $325 an hour, and I'm going to need a $5,000 retainer. So go ahead and send that back with your order. And I'll be happy to come in and enter this plea knowingly, willfully, and voluntarily.
Yeah, I like the idea. I like the idea of asking for the money up front because we know these people can't be trusted, so we can't bill them later on, or they're never going to pay it. Not that they'll pay up front either, but it's kind of an interesting approach. And you've actually gone ahead and sent that in at this point?
I filed it yesterday. Yeah, yesterday.
Now I like how you use the term notice. And remember when we've talked to Sam in the past in his various different courtroom situations, he's tried to file motions with the court and has been surprised that they've just all been batted down. And that's because a motion, as I understand it, is essentially asking for permission. You're essentially asking for a favor from the court, right?
Not exactly. You're telling the court you want to move it. So you're instructing the court, I want you to accept this as relevant case law. So there's certain decisions their rules say they have to make. There's certain things. Basically, the court is there just to kind of sit back and do what the two parties all the parties to the dispute tell it to do.
But by filing a motion, you're essentially playing their game. You're playing in their system, whereas if you give them a notice, then it's you just telling them something. It's you delivering them information that they need to know about you, right?
Yeah, and what I ended the offer. What it is really an offer.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I ended the offer was to say, you know, I'm giving you 72 hours to respond. If I don't hear a response from you, I'll assume that you accept this offer and that no contracts exist between us or something close to that.
Right.
And the no is supposed to mean something. It means that there is a no contract between us, like I've refused to accept this. So, again, I don't understand all this, but I'm trying it. I'm capturing it on film and going to make an interesting story.
Okay, cool. Well, keep us up to date as to what
happens. That much is certainly true. I wonder about all the rest of this stuff, but it will make an interesting story.
So you sent this notice to them when?
It was yesterday that I filed it with the court. And
did you hand-deliver it?
Yes.
Okay.
And then that way I got my copy. Now, when I got back, I said in there in the record of service that I would be faxing it to the prosecutor's office.
Mm-hmm.
I faxed it, and they turned the machine off in the middle of it, and then rather than ringing to the fax machine, it goes to voicemail.
Hmm.
After hours. So apparently they turn their fax machines off when they're not actually in the office.
Gotcha. I like the idea of hand-delivering it. That way nobody can say we lost it in the mail or something like that. But certainly if you're going to mail something like that, you want to make sure it's done trackably and you can verify that it was delivered. But I love the idea of just handing it over to them. That way you can absolutely be certain that they received it.
Yeah, I brought my camera in, and then I also had a second copy that I had the court clerk stamp to show that it was delivered.
Cool. Let us know what happened, Sam. Appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Again, just experimenting in this bizarro world of government legal land where there's so much we don't know because, you know, we're not lawyers. We don't know how to speak their language. They've got their own language.
I don't think lawyers know what you're talking about here either. This is hocus pocus.
What's hocus pocus?
You know, just to think that these people with the guns that mm-hmm. have been telling us what to do for so long are really going to just lockstep in line when you say, whoa, sovereign individual here, contracting. Wait a minute. I'm sending you a notice.
Well, you know,
I've got a piece of paper here that says that you've got to pay me $5,000 for every hour that we interact, and I better have it, otherwise we can't interact. Sorry. Goodbye.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're saying it's hocus pocus, but who knows? Maybe it's all true.
Have fun.
Because the legal land is a bizarre, strange world, Mark.
I'm interested in what's going to happen. I am highly skeptical.
Well, you know, here's another little tip for you or experience. Remember when I went and met with the city manager?
Yeah.
Well, Kat Canning from the New Hampshire Free Press actually took the time to transcribe some of that meeting and post it over at nhfree.com on the forums. And the very first sentence out of his mouth after my first question that I asked him was, "Well, I'll just give you the answer that I would give to a person." And I didn't really catch that when he was saying it to me in reality. We'll explain that in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Wright Machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then learn how to promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll see a whole bevy of different things that you can do. Most of them are completely free, and the rest of them are pretty low cost to help Free Talk Live get into more ears across the world. So go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn about that. We'll continue here with the phone calls in a moment. Just I said I would explain a little bit more about what I was talking about, where we're talking about this bizarro realm of legal land, which is intended to be confusing. And boy, are we confused. We don't know quite exactly what to do about it all, but we're trying different things. We're experimenting with different theories out there about, you know, what is really the truth behind the government. Is it really a voluntary organization and the men with guns are just there to scare you into volunteering into it? Or are they really a group of men with guns that'll just hurt you no matter what and they don't care about your consent? I tend to believe it's the latter, that it's just a violent group of people, but what if the first part is true? What if you can really successfully opt out of the system? What if it's true, the first thing that says, in the, for instance, the New Hampshire Constitution, that government is by the consent of the governed? What would it take to find all that out? Well, there's certainly, we're going to experiment with it, but there was a piece of evidence, Mark, that... And somebody could just blow this off. In fact, I thought to myself, it was just, you know, he just accidentally misspoke or something. But I was having a meeting with the city manager here in Keene, New Hampshire, wherein I wanted to ask several questions about the nature of government. And my first question that I had for him when I got to the point of asking the first question, the question was, factually, what are the city of Keene and the state of New Hampshire? And his first sentence in response, and I didn't notice this when I watched the video, and I didn't notice it when I was there in person, but the first sentence, now that I'm reading the transcript, was, "I'm just going to give you the answer that I would give to a person." Now, like I say, could have been a slip of the tongue, could have just been the way he wanted to phrase maybe the concept he meant was, "I'll give you the answer I'd give to anyone. I'd give you the answer to..."
You know, this supposition that every bureaucrat has been sworn into the
city manager.
Cabal.
He's the city manager. You don't get to be the manager by not knowing anything, right?
This is such nonsense.
I wouldn't expect this from, you know, the average bureaucrat that's collecting checks down at the...
How high does one have to get in?
Office.
I mean, at what level of a mason does one have to be in order to find out this
secret
bullcrap?
I don't know, but why would he phrase it that way, Mark? Isn't it a weird kind of choice of words?
I don't know. Why would you
going to give
you
the answer.
Why would you miss it when you were there? Why would you miss it when on the video? And then suddenly, when it's written by Kat Canning, it's there.
I might have
missed it twice, and then suddenly it's there.
I might have noticed it, Mark, but it didn't stick out as much until I actually read it.
Maybe she misinterpreted what he said. Did you go back and listen?
I'm sure that's what he said.
But did you go back and listen?
I didn't.
There you go. I don't want to hear about this anymore. Here, I have
disturbing to you?
I have an email from Brad. Do you really think a murderer could get off by these silly tactics?
No, because a murderer has harmed somebody else. A murderer has committed a real crime under common law, under natural law.
Wouldn't the victims have to bring charges at that point then? When's the last time that happened? The state picks up charges all the time. Would you want them to? Sometimes you guys get way off track, and then you stay there for the whole show. A better tack would be to change the law, not ignore it. Government does not have a role to protect our liberty.
Somebody's going to tell me to work within the system. I mean, that's what people always
advise.
Our
founders did form a government, didn't they? It's called a government. It governs. That's what it does.
Yeah. I see where you're coming from on that.
Yeah, it governs,
I'm not suggesting that people would be able to get out of murder charges, Mark. We're talking about non-violent crime, so-called consensual crimes, crimes where there is no victim, and in those particular cases, if there's no victim, there is no crime, and a lot of this stuff has to do with pointing that out in the courtroom, pointing out one of the approaches that Sam was taking was to point out, well, where there's a conflict of interest here. First of all, there is no accuser. It's the accuser is the state. Well, what is the state? Factually, what is the state? It's nothing more than a corporation. It's nothing more than a fantasy. It's a file folder. So
I agree.
We're not talking about getting people out of murder. That's a real crime. Rape is a real crime. Destroying property is a real crime. But all the rest of the stupid government statutes aren't. Putting something in a milk bottle, not a real crime. Illegal puppet show, not a real crime. Walking through the park at 6 in the morning, not a real crime. See what I'm talking about? There's a difference there.
I'm just so sick of talking about this hocus-pocus nonsense. We've been talking about it all show long. Look, if you want to see if it's real, go do it.
We are doing it, Mark, and that's what we've been talking about. So I'm sorry. So just me and Sam and some of the others that have called in tonight.
A couple of people here in New Hampshire. Great. Let's go have your own little show with them. We're talking to thousands of people here.
That's right, and I'm trying to encourage thousands of people to not obey the government and to start non-cooperating, and this is part of it. Understanding that you are a sovereign individual and you're not a slave is part of it. If you believe that you're subservient to the government, you'll never be able to get this. You'll never be able to rise above
them. See, this is the thing, though. If the slave says, I'm not a slave, somebody comes out and beats the crap out of him.
I understand, Mark. That's why people are scared. I understand you're expressing your fear that there are scary men with guns that might hurt you or put you in a cold jail cell.
I'm expressing my annoyance at having to talk about this for 3 hours.
You're the one who's keeping on talking about it. You're the one who brought up an email. I mean, I was going to go on with the phone calls, and you're the one that continues the discussion.
Please.
We continue with your calls.
By all means.
And we talked to John in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hi, this is John, the person, not the corporation.
What's on your mind, John?
I want to talk about the central bank, but I figure I also want to tie into what Sam was talking about. For as far as I can remember back, and I've been watching the Fed for a long time, every time they go before the Congress to testify, they always begin with this canned statement which says, the Federal Reserve Act was created by Congress under the authority, the constitutional authority, to coin money and regulate the value thereof. And I always thought, this is really weird. They appear every 6 months and they read the same statement, we're constitutional.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, isn't that sort of like what Sam's talking about, where they're giving notice? They're giving notice in a way alleging, we're constitutional, and because nobody in Congress turns around and says, no, you're not, it's just accepted.
Well, I think it's sort of like that, but it's sort of validation, too, in the sense that just...
They're making a statement, an assertment.
Right, they're asserting it.
They're constitutional under Congress. And
right, I agree with that. They're asserting it, but it's not... I think that
but in legal land, when you assert something and it goes unrebutted, it's presumed to be true. That's my understanding.
I see my point. Exactly my point.
Yeah. What else did you add?
Maybe someone should argue with them.
Well, now, you don't want to necessarily argue. It's my understanding that when you argue with the government, you are essentially entering into conflict with them, and what you want to avoid is conflict. You don't want to conflict with them, and you don't want to contract with them. Whatever it is they say, you can accept it conditionally. You say, I will conditionally accept that upon proof of you claiming, a proof of your claim, in that you, if you're saying that I am obligated to pay this ticket, then you need to prove to me how that obligation was created. Show me the original instrument that has my signature on it that binds me to this obligation.
Right, but I'm talking about Congress, because they go before Congress and read the statement. And
well, nobody there is going to challenge you.
At that point, you're just talking about Ron Paul, you know, and he's got to deal with a lot of stuff, and good luck.
Anything else, right, sir? Anything else on your mind?
No.
Thanks,
great
John,
show
for the call. Appreciate it. Andy in Michigan is on the line. You're on Free Talk Live. Andy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Andy. What's on your mind tonight?
I was going to talk about politics, but this is, I'm going to torture Mark a little bit more.
Yeah, it's only another 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Well, I think we're looking at this from the wrong end. If we just got everybody to understand that the government can make all the laws they want, but we don't have to hold the people responsible for them, then we'd be all set, wouldn't we?
What do you mean we don't have to hold the people responsible for them? I don't understand.
If we all understood how justice was dealt in this system, we would all go, sign up however we could, get on juries, and either hang them or find these people not guilty. And enough of that, and the legitimacy of the government is just, you know, it's obvious to everyone at that point. Well, how come nobody's going to jail for all this stuff the government says is wrong? Because the people don't agree with the government.
Yeah, I mean, if the people stand up on their own 2 feet and make it clear that they're not going to consent to this anymore, then the government has no more power.
They don't have to do all that. All they have to do is sit in a jury box, decide whether or not there's a victim, and if there's no victim, then vote not guilty.
The only problem with that, though, and I support it completely, in fact, I'll be out doing jury nullification outreach on Monday here in Keene, so I support the idea completely. It's just the issue is getting on the jury. That's the tricky part.
It's damn.
Well, that's why the outreach is important, because, you know, not everybody's going to be on the jury every day, but, you know, somebody's got to be.
I thank you for the call tonight, sir. Appreciate hearing from you. I understand, Mark, the discussion is apparently frustrating to you because you're scared. The men are scary. They do violent, scary things. But it's time we got over our fear and moved towards freedom, standing up like real freedom.
I see
would.
Practical stuff. This doesn't seem practical to me.
Saying no and non-cooperating is practical. See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. Each Chapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to echapterone.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Oregon.